Hi, I'm Heidi Hollis, and I think Doug and Scott are right. That is when Doug stopped flirting and Scott stopped coughing up hairballs in my ear.
Hey, this is Debbie from Ghostish Files, reminding you to tune in to Ghostish Files every other Saturday on www.ghostishfiles.net.tc at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll see you there. Oh, man, I really gotta get out of here. Later.
Won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, fly across the land. Try to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling man. Take me to the hotel, back and gone nowhere. Come on, come on, won't you get me to my room? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling man. Yeah, fly across the land.
Ghost Hunting, My Ethereal Anti-Drug.
Yeah, this is Reverend Ed Kraft. I want to thank you for listening tonight. This is Ghostly Talk Radio. And please visit me at my website at Magic Mind. That's Magic, M-A-G-I-C-K, mind.wickawebsites.com.
The future of America is at stake, and frankly, many Americans are frightened at the direction we're taking.
Big chunky American riffs.
It's the best air guitar I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. It sounded great, man.
I know.
I mean, these earphones, man.
You are awesome. I want to be like you when I grow up.
We gotta work on your meter a little bit. Cause, I mean, even though it sounded great here, you didn't seem to be.
It didn't look like it was going.
It didn't look
with
like
the,
you were plucking stray. You know, hey,
I don't know.
It's coming from somebody that does it, and I shouldn't be talking anyways. Too critical on
how
people.
Nitpicky.
Oh, geez.
Can you get on air guitar?
Sounds better.
Yeah, really.
Yes, sounded good though.
Good.
Long weekend.
Fun weekend, but you know, I have to say I still want to talk about.
Mm-mm.
Why do you do it?
It's an interesting question. I knew it would be something if I brought it up. We'd be pondering on this. I think we'd be pondering the whole week on this.
I said, why do you do it? Why do you go to it? Why are you into this?
That's a huge question.
And I said, basically that...
You ride around with your dog. How the hell do we get from here to here?
And oh man,
I miss
that dog. I miss Bingo so much because
he
was my riding at night buddy. You know?
Yeah,
we were just driving.
Buddy,
he was my buddy
in the truck.
Oh my god,
I did actually have a truck.
Yeah,
at one point
with wood stuff on the back of it. You know, no, and rusty right. wheels and yeah, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
And a special pair of overalls he rode in.
That's hot.
You know how like the race car drivers ride wear those suits
right,
and the
right,
overalls.
Right.
Couch in the bed, never. No shirt, just overalls.
Just
he had a mattress in the bed. It was hot.
It was great. Uh-oh.
Oh, okay.
This is my mom again. Jeez. What?
I think we should skip that one.
Who is that? What?
I don't know.
I'll take it. Who cares?
How do you take it?
We just took it. You're on Ghostly Talk. How can I help you?
Maybe we didn't take it.
You're on Ghostly Talk. How can I help you?
Not working.
I'm sorry. Our lines are tied up right now. You will have to call back at a later time.
I'm sorry. Our lines are busy. Please call again.
But, yeah, this question, though. This question that was
posed. This is not a serious Ghostly Talk. I don't know why are we talking about this.
What are you talking about?
It's
this is
fault.
Always serious.
It's my
your
fault.
The thing is, I used to be like my hobby. That was the thing that I would do.
Yeah.
And then I found out 3 years ago, four and a half years ago now, that people actually went out and ghost hunted and stuff, and people talked about this stuff and got together and did things, and so I got on the internet, and that's how we met. We actually met within a couple of weeks of me finding out.
Same here too.
Do that. And,
same here too.
And of course, a couple of weeks after that is when Ghostly Talk was born because it was freezing cold.
Yeah, we had on.
It was like
we were tired of freezing ourselves to death. So you know.
So it was. It's very interesting, but I. So somehow it's my hobby.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh. Is this the pranker again?
Yes.
Okay. You're on Ghostly Talk. How can I help you?
Hello, Scott. Hello, Doug.
Ooh.
Well, hello there.
Who could this be?
It's Ghost Hunter from England.
Oh, hey. What's going on, man?
Gosh, that's awesome.
Okay, you guys can't talk anymore. Just let him keep talking.
Okay, Ghost Hunter, you're going to have to speak very slow and very deep for about 5 minutes.
Well, what do you mean, speak like this?
We're turning the mics off.
Yeah, we have to turn the mics off for Bonnie.
We have a request from Bonnie, apparently.
So we have to do it.
How are you doing in this fine morning for you, I think?
Oh, not too bad. Went out again tonight. You know, had a wander around because we had a nice thunderstorm.
Oh, did you? Oh, in England? Imagine that.
Oh, yes.
It is morning there, isn't it?
Yes, about quarter past one.
Yep. Oh.
In the morning, okay. You guys, it's like a 6-hour time difference or something like that?
Yeah, about that.
It's about 6 hours. Something like that?
Yeah.
That's very cool. Is there anything that you wanted to discuss specifically tonight with us?
No, not really. I just thought I'd ring up.
That's cool.
This is the time to do it.
No,
we've been talking about everything on the planet.
I see your name all the time on the website, you know, here and there, you know, posting stuff up. And it's really great to hear from people, you know, that are on the site that call in like this. And it's nice to get a voice, I guess, to the name.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's a chat room regular.
Yeah, he's
in the chat rooms all the time.
It's very cool. It's very cool to hear from that. I know... your pictures, I think you put your picture up on the site, too. So now I have a face.
On the gallery.
Yeah, I have a face, a voice, and a name. So that's very cool.
I don't think I've seen the picture.
Ghost Hunter is tough, man. This guy, I want to be my bodyguard so bad. He just looks
heavy. Maybe
we
shouldn't put it
on. I want him to put me to sleep every night.
He looks heavy, man. I'm like, I need a bodyguard. Because Will's not cutting it no more, so I have to get somebody else on the payroll here. So if you'd like to, I'll fly you over, Ghost Hunter.
Not a problem.
I can't promise too good of accommodations because I live in a condo, but, you know.
He can stay with me.
What?
Oh, there you go.
He can stay with me.
Bonnie's got plenty of room. Yeah, you can stay with Bonnie if you want.
Got a few books to read her to sleep.
That's Ghost Hunter right there, Doug.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So I guess the police don't bother you much when you're out ghost hunting.
No, not around here. they actually leave us alone.
Really? I mean, is that pretty consistent there?
Well, around where I live, yes. But normally we have gone elsewhere, and they have asked us what we're doing, mm-hmm. You know, and things like that. You know, asked us to leave on occasion.
Okay, but they haven't like pulled the nightsticks out and started beating on you like they do to us here in the States, right?
Oh no, okay. No.
I mean, I got a few scars.
They read us the rights, and all we turn around and say, please don't hit us again, officer, with your truncheon.
Truncheon.
Hey, man. Hey, that's actually very cool to hear because, I mean, we get out of here. That's all we hear.
Right.
We had some people, and we give them cards. We show them that, you know, we have all this equipment. We're out here just trying to just collect some evidence. We're not going to do anything else than that. And we think that we... With what we have with us and the proof that we're not just a bunch of vandals out there, we have no alcohol with us at all, we've still had a few people that got a bit aggressive, and we're very non-aggro with this thing, so we're like, okay, fine, no problem at all, we're not going to fight you on this, we'll just leave. We've also run into some authorities in the police community, or whatever you want to call it, that were very cool, too. They were, some people that were like, yeah, you know, we've heard the stories, too, and some of them said, okay, go right ahead, we're just checking up, no problem at all, we understand. A couple have asked us to leave, but they were very cool about it. They got to do their job, we understand that kind of stuff, so.
Oh,
But they've we've met some very funny ones. We've met some very cool guys out there, so it's understandable. I'm always understanding with that kind of thing. I never get, well, you can't tell me to go anywhere, man. You know, whatever. That's not the right attitude you gotta have.
Yeah, we have had one or two actually sort of stay there with us, you know, to see if we got anything. You know, and on the odd occasion we have had an EVP,
mm-hmm.
and you know, they actually listen to it and they think, well, you know, great.
It's kind of interesting, yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, they have an interest that's very cool. Hey, I'd be more than happy to enlighten a police officer because it's just going to help you guys out in the long run. I mean, hopefully they'll through word of mouth go, yeah, these guys are checking that cemetery out over there. You know, hopefully they'll kind of go, yeah, they're cool, you know, or whatever, if they learn your names or whatnot. I mean, that's just little things you can do for people out there that are listening. You know, you want to be cool. I've talked to some people who are like, well, we don't take any of that crap. You know, we don't need to deal with that. Well, hey, you know, that's fine. If that's the way you want to do things, that's cool. But at the same time, you want to be friendly. You want to represent yourself in I don't want to say a professional manner, but a friendly manner. That's it. You know, just be cool. And explain what you're doing out there. You have nothing to hide.
The way we do it is pretty much the same way, you know, the same way you do it. We sort of get all our information off of the internet, you know, then basically the way we do it, we've got like the forms that we take with us when we go, you know, everything's sort of kept quiet from each other, and we sort of check the information out afterwards, you know, put them together, see what, see if the same person's heard the same thing,
mm-hmm.
but in a different location. You know, so we, you know, it is pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm. Do you have an equivalent, like, we have Shadowlands.net or something?
Yeah, Shadowlands.net, yeah.
And it lists everything.
There is one that is low, that is on the net, an English one, but I can't remember offhand. But I've got my own website, which is actually on in your web link section as well.
That's right, mm-hmm. That's right.
It's in our link section. That's very cool to hear, though. I'm glad to hear that they're not too aggro over there.
Right.
Oh, no.
I tell you, I got to cut here. I'm out of here. I got to run. Yeah. You guys have fun. I got to roll. It's just I pushed it as far as I can, so I got to roll. Bye, Ghost Hunter. It was nice talking to you.
Yes, same here.
Take it easy. We'll see you.
So, all right. Oh, Ghost Hunter, are you still there?
Yes, still there.
Yep, that was just Scott L. He's taking off to go to work. So, well, tell us, where you said you went out last night, right?
Well, went out tonight.
Oh, you went out
before
tonight?
I actually come on to the chat room.
Did you get anything? Any
EVPs? Don't know. I've still got to check through it all.
That's how it is. Because it's always a lot, like, after you gather all your evidence. It's a lot of work after that.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think? So, man. Well, I'll tell you what. Good luck with that. Thanks for calling in.
Yep, no problem.
And it's great to hear from you.
Yeah, same to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think I'm in love.
Put someone on a motorcycle, in a uniform, or with an accent.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And all three would
if
be like, whoa.
If you could get the trifecta, whoa. Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa.
That'll do it. Man.
I would never, ever leave my house.
So, Bonnie.
Yes, Doug.
Why do you ghost hunt?
Oh, dear God. I have no idea, Doug. Seriously.
Oh, there we go. Well.
I know why I started. It's not the most glamorous thing in the world. I've always had an interest in the paranormal, but the only reason I started ghost hunting is apparently I'm a bodyguard, and people won't kill you if I'm with you.
Oh, okay. That's right. I remember that.
I had a friend that was going out ghost hunting with you guys and didn't want to go alone because she didn't know you very well. That's how I met all you freaks and got stuck with you. And, oh, no, seriously. But it's fun. I enjoy it. It's a goal.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I have no idea.
But you had been active on the Yahoo, right?
Yeah.
And talking about this kind of stuff,
yeah,
even previous to that.
I had a Yahoo group for probably, oh, about 6 or 7 years now.
Wow.
So, yeah, I was way...
You were ahead of the game because I didn't even find the Yahoo groups about paranormal stuff until, what, until about 4 years ago, 5 years ago?
Yeah, I was... way into it before I ever even met you guys. And I, seriously, as interesting as it seemed to me, I did not think it would be fun to get together with a group of people and go out and do what we do. But you people are crazy, so...
Well, there you go. You got us there.
That
yeah.
makes it fun.
You have characterized us pretty well.
I can't
yeah.
help it. I'm going to turn this off for a minute, though, because I'm switching.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. So, Will, why do you go fun?
Well... I want to know what happens when I die. When my physical body dies, I want to know what happens.
Aren't you already, like, convinced, or no?
To a point. To a point I know that there's something. To a point I know there's something, but I don't... I want to know more.
Right.
And if we can do that through...
Okay.
Maybe through EVP, or through...
You've traveled astrally, right?
Yes.
You've got to be convinced.
I'm convinced that your spirit lives on, but I want to know more.
Oh, okay.
It's like never ending.
It is never ending. I'll never stop.
You'll never be satisfied.
Ooh, let's take a call.
Okay.
Welcome to Ghostly Talk.
Hi, Ghostly Talk. My name's Sean Burris, and I'm a paranormal researcher.
You are my best friend ever. I love you.
What is up, my sister? What are you guys doing?
We're doing this little program that we do every so often.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys have a program, right?
Yeah, we have a program.
Is it ghostlytalk.com?
That would be the one.
How did you know?
Oh, man, that's great.
Wow, you must be psychic.
Do you guys hear my voice?
Yeah, you sound hot.
Yeah, well, I know I don't have the British accent or anything, but I figured I could do a Godot maid or something, you know? Who's your accent?
I still love you anyways.
So
yeah, I know you do.
You did, we talked quite a bit about you already on the show.
You did, I didn't know about it. What's the topic? What's the hubbub? What's going on?
Well, we're taking callers all for the whole time, plus... We talked a bit about your class. You did an ITC class.
Absolutely, I did. I did a world ITC class exclusively for my group. It's Indiana Ghost Trackers, www.indianaghost.org. And I got to tell you, I'm very excited. I think we're one of the first doing it. We owe it all to Ghostly Talk. If I didn't hear about it on your program, I never would have. A lot of stuff's still hidden. You have to get in the files to look up a lot of the germanium receptor blueprints, stuff like that. And I'm trying to dig that out, bring it forward for the ghost hunters, and try to move forward in the paranormal communities.
Mm-hmm. And that's
so, yeah, I liked it.
Well, the thing is, Spiricom itself, the thing that the Spiricom manual describes and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that, is not... that germanium receptor thingy. That's a
no, yeah, you're right. Spiricom diagrams are different than the germanium receptor.
Where did you get the idea for the germanium receptor?
The germanium receptor is another branch of tool from the ITC, World ITC event. You know, we went to the Sally House. Investigator Craviston from IGT had one.
Oh, yes, and it was
And
successful.
I started working with him. on that, and the history of it is, well, I mean, Thomas Alva Edison had started working on a machine that's now in the Smithsonian Institute that required germanium also in some way. I don't know much about it, but it was believed that it could see and speak with the dead. Of course, he passed on, never could finish it, now it sits in the Smithsonian. So we're just trying to build on that. And if you go to, actually it was John Locke out of the UK, and I don't have his website or I'd pimp it on here, but he did so much for me. That guy, I contacted him through ITC, one of the, they have the groups you can join.
Mm-hmm.
At the bottom it says check out other websites, and it's John Locke and his wife, and the guy sent me a germanium chip and really helped me through this receptor idea and told me what to look for with it. So it was, I think we're going to have great stuff with it. Last night it was kind of tough because it's not made to move around. It's supposed to be a stationary device to where the people come to it and try to psychically channel these spirits and then use the germanium to pick up these voices.
And, well, yeah, we did notice, though, it is small enough to be portable.
Yes.
But it's,
if your buddy brings the right adapter.
Right. But it is very sensitive to movement because there's so many little connections.
Yes, it is. And it picks up a lot of frequency. Like if somebody has a recorder going at the same time and they hold it close,
mm-hmm.
it'll the squelch will be really bad on it. And you want to have a constant hum on the, you can hear the coils, which are the two hardest things to get when you're doing this germanium receptor box, is the actual germanium chip itself. They're about $300 for a block of this stuff, but if your group chips in and gets that, you can chisel off 5,000 of them. That's the hardest thing to get, because most of the the metals come from Belgium and China and Japan. That's the major corporations that produce this for sale. And the other hard one was the
they were like little coils of some kind.
Right, it was the coils. The 5,000, they recommend you use 5,000 ohms resistant coils. And right now, the only way that we could have used it was I went through an old things. All things old website, got these old 70s headphones like my dad used to wear, you know, to listen to Lynyrd Skynyrd or whatever and rock out, these big astronaut-looking headphones, and you pull these out of them. So I just totally wasted the headphones. You pull the coils out, and that's what you use. And when you get that hum, that's what you're hearing. You're hearing those coils vibrate off of this germanium chip. That's the power source for
wow.
the device.
Wow. And what? And I imagine you did not have enough time to go through all the taped and collected evidence yet.
No, I haven't, actually. Scott's probably mad. I tried to send that to him today, but as soon as I woke up, the wife had me out in front planting bushes. So I was doing that all day. But I sent Scott's EVPs to him. I don't know if he picked those up yet or not.
Probably not.
Because he did. I don't think we had any success with the receptor last night. I haven't had a chance to go through all my EVP sessions we had. But I tell you, man, that place kind of gave me the creeps, especially down in the bowels of the building underneath. I cannot believe that they put people in there.
Right.
Yeah, you know when I have to bend over to get through a doorway, it's bad.
Right, especially when I'm behind you. You know, with the flashlight.
Admit it, you loved it.
I loved every second of it, Bonnie.
I know, you wanted me to back out.
Oh man, I'm telling you, I had a great time. We really appreciate you guys on behalf of the Indiana Ghost Trackers. We love having you guys. You're like family to us. Thanks so much for coming out with us. And that's a great building. It's a shame that most likely it's going to be torn down here shortly. The next year or so, but
yeah.
It is an active location, and we're running into that. You know, the older we get, the older these buildings get, they're going to start tearing them down.
I heard rumors that the some very interesting photos were taken out behind the building, actually.
Wow. I was teaching that basic ghost hunting, real boring class, the first one of the day,
mm-hmm.
And this lady, we had a five-minute break, and she went off. Went out to the old barn out back, which I never even got a chance to go through all night, and took a picture, and she had, in the daylight, what appeared to be an apparition of a man. His body was translucent, and his face was solid. didn't know how to explain it. I really didn't. And I've never seen, in 5.5 years of doing this, I've never seen an apparition that solid. And you know me, and you, we're always looking for the science, all of us, so I'm like, well, okay, what could this be, what could this be? But, I mean, I really don't know how the man could have been as translucent as he was if it was, in fact, a different individual. Plus, there was nobody outside but her because they were all inside having coffee.
Right. So, yeah, because everybody was in the building at that point. She just decided to wander off and get this photo of a man evidently in like a white smock kind of outfit.
Well, was that the one that you seen, Doug, with the, she had the medical on?
The what?
It looked like a doctor, you'd said.
Right. That was the one I thought it was.
Oh, yeah, that's the exact same one I seen. It was amazing. Amazing. Hey, somebody wants to say hi to you, Ghostly Talks, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hi.
Hi, Devin.
Hi.
How are you, Devin?
Hi. Fine.
Good, good. Did your mom have a happy...
I am a good boy today. Aww.
That's a good idea, especially for Mother's Day.
We went looking for ghosts yesterday.
Yup.
Peace out.
That's our biggest Ghostly Talk listener, I believe. And he loves the guys. He said he wanted to talk to you today. So there you go.
And he's being good for Mother's Day for his mom, right?
Yeah, well, no, but he did say he was.
He said he was.
He said he was.
He said that he's 3.5, so he's going through the terrible nose right now. Everything's no. So.
Oh, yes.
But I tell you, he loves what we do, man. He loves the going out in the cemeteries. I took him with me out to a couple cemeteries. I felt weird about it, but I tell you, there's something between the paranormal and children, and that's everybody knows that. But he was like he was in his house. He was running, acting like he was playing with somebody. This was when he was really young. He's probably not even 2 yet. And I was doing EVP, and he was just jumping around, skipping through this old country cemetery out in Russellville where I used to live. And I think it's great. I think he has a definite connection with it. I hope he's psychic, because I know I'm not. I wish I was. I wish I was last night. I think it could help out our investigation. But I still, guys, I had a blast last night. I miss you guys already. As you can tell, my voice is hoarse. That's what happens when you teach 4 classes and what? 6 hours or whatever it was.
Yeah, I'm sure it was the classes that did it.
Not all the
it couldn't have been at the restaurant when we were all sitting there.
No, not at all. Had nothing to do with
hours.
That was a long time at a restaurant.
Sean, I have to say, though, your class was my absolute favorite.
Right, thank you, Bonnie.
You're
welcome. How much did you learn?
I learned lots.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give you a 9.
Okay, could you recite the history of instrumental transcommunication to me?
Is this a pop quiz?
Yeah, pop quiz, folks. Now, thank you so much, buddy. I loved having you guys in there. Of course, Scott, Al, Doug, and Neil, they were too good to stay for my class. But,
I wasn't even in the first one.
That's okay. You were too good to go to theirs.
Whatever, Will. Yeah, you got the Hollywood Beckett, and they had to go up and... What, how do they say? Self fellatio? I'm kidding. Hey, you guys deserve every bit of it. In IGT, you guys are just the kings of paranormal radio, and that's how it should be. They should have these other groups out there should take a hint from us and start something on their websites. If they don't know, check out our website, IndianaGhost.org, and we have like a pre-show before your guys' show. Then we get everybody together. They kind of talk about, tonight's topic, and we listen to the show, and then hopefully afterwards, everybody meets back and kind of does a debriefing. What do you guys think? Your thoughts? And it's really been a great thing for us. So
well, hopefully they don't listen to the pre-show to learn anything.
Right.
Before the show, we sort of are a mess, but yeah. The
right.
Show itself
I wish we would have had a video camera on Will last night at the end of the night. That
oh,
was
yes,
great.
That would have been perfect.
Well, what we want out of this show is after the show, I want all the IGT folks to ask each other, why do you go out ghost hunting? Why are you into this? Because that's going to be something that everyone's going to want to know. You know, and not enough people talk about that. Why? What's your motivation? Because I think it's, I think if you put 100 ghost people in a room, you'll get 100 different answers. And
for sure.
And so you might as well learn what the motivations are from everybody and find out the whys. You know, why are you doing this?
Right.
So.
And I think a lot of people do have a different opinions. A lot of mm-hmm. people do it for themselves. I started out doing it for myself just because I didn't believe in ghosts. I do believe in ghosts 100% now. After you see them a couple times, you know, you really start believing. And I'm not psychic, so I actually see them with my eyes, not my mind. And it makes you really do some soul searching. And after that, I started dealing with these clients that, you know, were their last hope. A lot of them are so distraught by whatever's in their home, they're ready to move, and they just want us to tell them that they're not crazy, to try to explain something to them. Let me stress, scientifically explain something to them that's going on in their home the best we know how, to kind of ease the tension, mm-hmm. if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think I do it now, Doug. I think I stay in this to help the clients. I love meeting the people. And, well, that's exactly why I'm here now. Look, I met you guys, what, 2 years ago, a year ago. Look at all the stuff we've done. It's an adventure. It's like being in the Army, right? It's an adventure. It's not just a job anymore.
It is definitely an adventure. And it just goes on and on and gets better and better. I mean, with gizmos like the ones you're building and things like that, we're just learning tons, and that's what's important.
Right.
So,
absolutely. But, hey, I don't want to keep you guys tied up all night. Mostly talk rocks. And say hi to everybody for me. So have a great night.
Certainly will. And you too, Sean.
Love you, Sean.
I love you guys too.
Bye. Ah, yes, Sean Burris of Indiana Ghost Trekkers. And so, what were we talking? Oh, yeah, Will wants to learn more.
Yeah. I thought I was done.
What more?
No, you're not done.
No, yet. You're not done. What more is there to learn?
Just the different stages, what it would feel like, look like, everything. I think we can learn a lot through... people like Mick and Sylvie Avery.
Right, right.
I think we learn a lot about that through ITC also.
Mm-hmm. And I think with every question you answer, 10 more pop up.
Well, I said I'll be doing this until I die and find out for myself.
Yeah.
But I want to know as much going in. Just like if you're going to have surgery, you want to know as much about that surgery before you go into it.
Okay.
Not me. Just knock me out and cut me.
Well, here's the thing. Okay. I don't know if it's very similar, because not everybody gets surgery, but absolutely everybody so far does pass on.
I was just making an analogy, because if you know you're going to have
a
surgery,
weak one, but
if you know you're going to have surgery,
right?
You want, you know, as you, we all know we're going to die, you want to know as much information about it before you go in.
Okay, that I grant you, except for Bonnie, but most other people would. Want to know, you know, what are my chances, you know, things like that.
Right.
Right.
Is it going to hurt, you know, afterwards? Is it going to hurt, you know, that type of thing.
Okay. But doesn't it stand to reason, though, if you become bodiless, that it would not hurt? Because I don't understand that.
You don't know on the other side. No one knows.
Is that why you got into it initially, or is that why you're still in it?
I had some experiences when you're growing up with ghosts. That's
right.
That's how it started my interest, but it's also kind of like a religious thing for me too.
Okay.
Yeah, I can understand.
I went to Catholic school for 9 years and didn't like it.
Ouch. Oh, I mean, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay, cool. I understand that. I understand that.
So, what was your favorite class yesterday?
What did I sit in? I wasn't really my favorite class. I just like talking to people.
And you talked to a lot of people, right?
I was talking to everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
I find that hard to believe. I mean, I love you, Will. So far, Doug's the only person I haven't had to tell that I love.
I had a very good conversation with Danielle. I had the older gentleman, the guy who was twice my age. I was sitting outside with. I don't remember his name.
On the truck.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm drawing a blank. I met so many people yesterday.
I can see his face. Does that help?
Rob? No, Rob's not older.
No, I know exactly who you're talking about. He's a very cool guy.
Yeah, him and I were sitting outside talking forever. He was the one who went outside to the barns with me.
Oh, okay.
There were a lot of very cool people there yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Who was from Fort Wayne? Yeah, Fort Wayne.
I don't...
This is your pop quiz.
Yeah, this is your pop quiz.
I got one. Now it's your turn.
Because the Fort Wayne chapter is, like, amazing, right?
Right.
They've got, like, absolutely everybody there, and they're just insane. I love the Fort Wayne chapter.
People who were there from Fort Wayne yesterday?
Yeah.
I don't...
No?
I mean, I can name a bunch of people off that I met yesterday, but I didn't ask them, like, okay, what chapter are you from?
Oh, see, I was asking. But no, but everybody kept... Here's the thing. When you ask somebody from Indiana Ghost Trekkers where you are or where what chapter they're with, sometimes they'll tell you, like, a name, but sometimes they'll say, oh, 1, 2, 10, I don't know. They just go on.
Well, in one thing is Northwest, they have 3 divisions.
Okay.
So if it's 1, 2, or 3, it means that they're in a specific division of Northwest.
Okay.
Apparently, Will has this all down pat,
yes.
And we suck at it.
Well, I need a map.
That was explained to me yesterday, actually. Because I'm like, what's up with the numbers? Like, I thought it was like Vincennes, Bloomington,
right, that's what I thought for...
That was explained to me. There's 3 different divisions for Northwest.
Okay. Interesting. Didn't know. So, cool. All right, are we done then?
No.
What time is it? We have a whole 15 minutes.
Are we done then?
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Then.
So who wants to call and talk crap to us?
Yeah, if someone wants
come
to call
on,
and
call it seems to be the current trend.
1-888-520-1969. Or 586-203-8033. So either way, you can call in. Let's ponder the next. What was the second part of her question?
Oh, it didn't take long.
Never mind. We've got a caller. This is awesome. Oh, cool. All right, here we go. You're on Ghostly Talk. Welcome.
How's it going? This is Ron from Northwest Indiana Chapter. You guys were asking who the guy was that you were talking to yesterday. That was Daryl Cook.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you.
There you go. Thanks, thank you. Yeah.
No.
So what did you think?
See, I knew I was going to get caught on that. I mean, we all had a great time. I mean, it was great meeting you guys after listening to the show all the time. I definitely had a good time after you guys took off with Danielle. I mean, that's, Danielle's my wife, so you guys had just a blast with her, and it gave all of us a chance to really go out and have a good time.
Oh, yeah, and learn a lot.
Definitely. Once you guys got really started talking on the subject on with Danielle, I mean, that was it. You guys just went off, and she comes up with a lot of that you know, just really makes you think on stuff.
So it was Daryl that went out. Will, how was the barn then when you and Daryl went out to the barn?
It was, I mean, there was definitely a feeling. There was one point where we were walking actually between the barn and Porter County home.
Right.
And his EMF detector went off like crazy. They were
On the grounds.
And I'm like, hold up, I'll take a picture. And I took a picture of him, and in the direction he's looking, because he was holding it out, in the direction he's looking, there's a really nice orb.
Wow. And Ron?
Yes.
Did you make it out to the barn?
I went out to the barn a couple times at night. And during the day is the only time I go to the barn now. The barn just freaks me out.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Did you see
between the barn and the actual cells downstairs? Those are the two places that I kind of stay out of.
What's the point of the cells? I mean, I know that I had heard some history, and they would put some uncontrollable people into the cells, or was it
actually the cells downstairs? That's where everybody was kept. I mean, those were all. I mean, we call them cells because they look like cells to us, but. You know, you have to remember that this was an insane asylum. It was a county home. These people were not kept in the best of conditions. And those conditions, those rooms down there that we call cells, they look like cells to us. But that was where those people lived.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know if there's a... if there's an effort to save the place for historical reasons, or is
a lot of people have tried. A lot of people are still trying. It's going to be a shame to lose that place, but they're talking about how much it's going to cost to clean it up and keep it open.
There are some issues. I heard about asbestos issues. I know there's a flood going up to the nurse's wing, and if you go down the steps to the left, there's a flood there.
There's a heat issue in the nurse's wing.
Yeah, evidently there's an issue with the heater in the nurse's wing. So it would cost a considerable amount of money to fix that place up.
Well, and I don't think it's even that. The county just doesn't want to put the money in. They want to tear it down and build parks. We've tried to buy or tried to get people to actually go in with us just to buy that one little spot that it's sitting on.
Mm-hmm.
But they say that there's not enough frontage space then to use the rest of the parklands.
Ah.
Because of the frontage space on the actual road, you know, to actually get to all of the land, because there's like 80 acres there, to get to all of that land, the only frontage space or road space is right there where the county home is.
I saw in the pictures that there are some amazing architectural things going on with that building. What are they in the main hallway? There's heat registers or
yes,
whatever that are just like exquisitely ornate.
Mm-hmm. They're gorgeous.
Are those going to get sold off at auction or something? Or I mean, how? What's going to happen with all the beautiful stuff that's in there?
Well, if you noticed yesterday, a lot of the wood is starting to disappear. I don't know what the county is doing with it. I do know that, you know, just some of that woodwork alone, if you tried to, you know, get some woodwork and trim work like that in your home today, you'd probably spend, you know, lots of money.
Mm-hmm. That's really, really sad, the destiny of that place if that happens. Hopefully somebody will come up with an idea, come up with a plan and a budget, and be able to save it. That's all we can hope for.
Yeah, because it's definitely the most active place I've ever been. I mean, it's there's a lot of things to go on in that place. I was a total non-believer and skeptic until my wife and Indiana Ghost Trackers got me to go there. And sitting in the nurse's wing, sitting in the nurse's wing doing EVP, and there's nobody within 12 foot of me. And I feel something touching the top of my head, and I'm like, well, it's just a spider or something. And, you know, I said that, and it's like the spirit thought, okay, spider here, try this, and cock me in the back of the neck.
Oh, my God.
I was like, okay.
Now that's physical proof.
Yeah. And you guys saw me. I'm a big guy. When something can knock me off balance, yeah, it's enough to convince you.
I was knocked off balance the second I went in the nurse's wing.
Nurse's wing.
It's a powerful place.
Something about the nurse's wing causes dizziness, evidently.
Dizziness, nauseousness. It's a strange, you know, animal. That the nurse's wing on its own is just a strange place.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Very much.
So very interesting place. Thank you so much, Ron.
No problem. You guys have a good one.
And say hi to Danielle for us.
I will.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. So there we go. We got an answer. It's Floyd. Floyd?
Daryl.
Floyd? Where did you pull that from?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Doug failed his quiz.
I failed my quiz. Daryl. That was Daryl. And what did you guys talk about?
We talked about all different types of hauntings, you know, things that we've experienced. I talked about everything from Savage House and Ipsy and Custer Cemetery and just everything. Train wreck site, Marl Road, everything.
Where around here do you think is as haunted as Porter County Home? Anybody?
That I could say out of experiences,
yeah,
that any of us down here have had there? That still exists?
Yeah, we'd have to go with a train.
Holly Hotel.
Yeah, okay.
Train wreck.
Train wreck site, I think. But you didn't ever actually... What do you think? Train wreck, Holly Hotel, train wreck site. So, I think train wreck site's pretty haunted. Oh, call.
Just answer it.
I don't know who it is.
Just answer it. It'll be fun.
Oh, I missed it.
Call back.
Sorry about that.
Call again. Call. Call now.
So the... Oh. No. Yep. Here we go.
They heard my plea.
You're on Ghostly Talk.
Hi, Dougie Doug.
Well, hi there. How are you doing?
I'm fine. It's Misty. I just wanted to call and say hi to everybody.
Hi, Misty.
Hi. How you doing, Bonnie?
I'm good. How are you? I was really hoping I would get to meet you yesterday.
Oh, I was so bummed I didn't have anybody to watch Cody.
Aww.
I was just going to bring her, but then I didn't know if everybody was going on the overnight. I didn't have anything to do with her then, so one of these days she'll be old enough to just go with us.
That's true.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now, we're talking to somebody who does not have to leave her home to have a experience. We're sitting around her table, we've discussed this before, and the light just goes out in mid-sentence.
Did you get my email about that?
No.
I did.
After, when we talked to Kelly,
like
15 minutes after the conversation, after the show was over, my lights went out, and they hadn't gone out for like a month or two, so... You spooked it back up.
Oh, no. Stir the pot. Yeah. There you go.
Yep, you sure did.
They're real good at stirring the pot.
Yes. I know.
So hopefully when y'all come down,
How far is you live from?
They just went out. They almost went out again.
Oh,
they started to go off just now.
Oh, my gosh. They're listening. Well, how far is where you live from Porter County home?
It's about 3 hours, I think.
Indiana's a big state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a straight shot, though. I mean, isn't it? 2.5, depending on how fast I drive.
Oh, you should let me drive for you. Bonnie can do it in an hour.
I'm a speed demon. Can't help it.
Apparently so am I.
So, what about Mansfield Reformatory?
I'm not going to that.
Oh.
That's the night... Well, Terre Haute has their chapter meeting that night.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So,
we're scheduling.
You're breaking my heart here.
No, I know. June is a busy month.
That's it. I'm not going.
Oh,
if Missy's not going, I'm not going.
Oh, no.
I wanted to go, but it's just I've got something going every weekend, and my daughter has 6 ball games this month, so it's just... It's a packed month.
Mm-hmm. I'll let it slide this time.
Okay. Next time I'll go.
You better.
You're coming... You're coming down, though, on the 28th, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool.
That will be awesome. Have you ever been to Mansfield?
No.
Okay.
I didn't even know where it was. See, there's a Mansfield, Indiana, too, and I kept thinking, why are you guys going to Mansfield? There's nothing there. It's just a little mill.
No, this would be the next state over.
Yeah, I realized that after so many people were talking about it, I'm like, oh... I guess I had a listing trouble.
But we had an absolute blast. It's an amazing. Indiana is just amazing to me. So.
Yeah, there's a lot of neat stuff here.
Mm-hmm,
as much as we complain about how boring it is, there's some neat stuff here.
Oh, definitely. So, well, cool. I'm looking forward to seeing you in several weeks then.
Yep. We'll be here and ready.
And if I don't see you for that, you're fired.
Yeah, I'll be in big trouble if I'm not here for that.
I will come to your house for that.
Okay. Well,
awesome.
We'll be ready for you.
Okay.
Thanks,
me and my ghosties, hopefully.
Oh, good.
I'll tell them you're coming, Doug.
Awesome.
They'll be like, all right,
and they'll be like ready to turn the lights out on me again.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Cool.
You guys have a safe couple of weekends.
Thanks. We will try, and you too.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Awesome. Yeah, she didn't make it.
I love her, and I haven't even met her.
You guys are
going to
get along so well. Oh, here we go. You're on Ghostly Talk.
Hi, this is April from South Bend Chapter.
April from South Bend. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm the one that showed you the pictures in the last Ghostly Talk class.
Yes, indeed.
Camera?
Those were amazing. And do you know, I stood in front of that mirror.
I was going to ask if you were brave enough.
For hours. No. How long did we try the mirror?
All together, total, I'd say we were probably up there about 10 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, that was it?
There was some interesting things going on, but it had nothing to do with the paranormal.
Well, there was a lot of that going on, but there was a sound in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I get a lot of EVPs up in that ring, up in that wing.
Well, there was after a while we found a tape recorder on the floor in there.
Yeah.
We're like, oh no, we're ruining someone's experiment. But it turns out that it was off. It had already run the half hour or whatever on the tape. So we were lucky that we didn't ruin someone's experiment. But the mirror did not produce results for me.
I wasn't brave enough to try it.
I tried it too at a different time and didn't work. It didn't work for me either.
So it must have just like used up its energy on that one. When did that picture? When was that picture taken? Or that,
oh, no, pictures. Not that picture. Them pictures were taken last weekend at a hunt that South Bend Chapter went on.
Oh, okay.
The one that I showed you in the camera.
Oh, okay. Oh, the guy ones on the camera. Okay.
Yeah, the one that was surrounded by the mist.
Okay. I thought we were... Okay. So, oh, you're April. Okay.
Yeah, one of the Tierra girls.
Okay. I was thinking of... Oh, you know who showed me the pictures of the mirror?
That would be Shannon.
That was Shannon. Yes. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I've met Shannon before. So, oh, that's right, because that was more like in a cemetery or something, right?
Yeah.
And the mist was, like, surrounding the fellow.
Yes.
And, okay, yes, I remember that now. So you didn't try the mirror experiment, though, at Porter County?
No, not this time. We have our overnighter there next weekend, our chapter. There's, like, 30 of us going next weekend, and we'll be there from, like, 8 o'clock at night to, like, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, so...
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I might get brave then.
It's amazing. And you know what? Try the barn. Or at least the land between the home and the barn. Just wander out there. But take friends.
Yeah, well,
don't go alone.
Oh, I don't go nowhere in there alone.
Good.
One of the girls in our chapter was the one that got the picture out in the barn.
Okay. Who got
her name's Tammy Fisher.
Tammy. Okay. And, mm-hmm. and
email this. I want to see these pictures.
Yeah, I want to see them too.
Are those going to go up on the website on Indiana Ghosts?
I've been trying to get a hold of her all day to have her send me the pictures, but she's not home today, so.
Okay.
I'm hoping she'll call me tomorrow, and she's usually really good at sending me the pictures, and then I'll send them to Ron.
Oh, good, because I want to see those on Indiana Ghost's website, because or you know, get them in the email or something, because that was amazing. That was absolutely amazing, that photo, and that was daylight.
Yeah.
That was like during the first class.
Yeah, she said she went out there right after, because she showed me during psychic protection.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And psychic, that one was full. That class filled up almost immediately.
Yeah, I know. I was sitting on the floor.
There was another class that filled up immediately, too. I don't remember which one. But there were some classes that were extremely popular. So, yeah, that was an amazing event. Thank you so much.
Well, we're glad you guys came out. We had fun.
That was absolutely incredible. The whole
and
event.
Scott, the guy you were talking to at dinner was Kurt, and that's the South Bend director.
Okay.
Oh, Scott, nope, Scott's not here.
Oh, he left?
Yep, Scott disappeared. He had to go to work.
Okay.
So I will tell him, though.
Okay, yeah, that was Kurt.
Okay. I will let him know. Thank you so much. We've got to close the show, though.
Okay, have a good night.
We've run our 2 hours out, April. I can't believe it.
We fair warned you guys that IGT was calling all night.
That's okay. IGT rocks.
IGT does rock. So thank you so much, April.
You guys have a nice night.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
Wow. Quite a show.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a show and quite a weekend. And
wow.
Oh, man.
Wow.
We could go for hours. Do you know who that is? What? Ah. So, anyway, I'll tell you what. We do have to close the show, though, because
yes.
It is indeed past our time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I have to say, we have to stay tuned for W Paranormal coming up next on the Pioneer Radio Network. That's pioneer.rolo.net. And, unfortunately, this is the end of our 2 hours, because we're broadcast live from 7 p.m. Eastern until 9 p.m. Eastern on Sundays. It is 9. It's past 9. So, we're going to clear the airwaves. Listen up to W Paranormal Life. Just shout out and say thank you so very much, Indiana Ghost Trackers. So indianaghosttrackers.org? Are they .org?
I think it's indianaghosts.org.
Oh, indianaghosts.org.
Yeah, that's it.
So, and it's linked up on our website, www.ghostlytalk.com. With that, I am Doug.
I'm Will.
And I'm Bonnie.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Catch you next week. Thank you.
true science will not deny the existence of things because they cannot be weighed and measured. It will rather lead us to believe that the wonders and subtleties of possible existence surpass all that our mental powers allow us clearly to perceive.
We must ignore no existence whatsoever. We may variously interpret or explain its meaning and origin, but if a phenomenon does exist, it demands some kind of explanation.
A quote from The Principles of Science, William Stanley Jevons, 1835 to 1882.